At the lip of the southwest slope, the leaders held a hurried conference while the clan members tended to the dead and injured. Down the slope, Ben saw his father's lightsaber blade raised toward him in a wave of greeting and reassurance. Then it disappeared as Luke switched it off to conserve battery life.
Rancors.
Tassander nearly spat out the word.
Of course they would choose an attack that would all but ignore our defensive advantage. Stupid of me to overlook rancors.
Kamina shook her head.
We are vulnerable to them, yes, but not as much as if we were in a flatland camp. This was still the right choice.
Ben gestured to catch Firin's eye.
You're the trainer of rancors for the Raining Leaves, right?
She nodded.
Can we do anything to interrupt the way the Night Sisters are controlling them?
I think not. The Night Sisters have chosen their tactic well.
Did you look over our situation before night fell?
She nodded.
So we know they can climb at points on the southwest, east, and northwest. Anywhere else?
Everywhere, really. But it will only be a fast climb for them there. And at one approach on the northeast.
She thought about it.
The north they may not be able to climb at all. It is steepest, and we have been using that cliff as our latrine. Even rancors may be reluctant to brave it.
There were snickers from various chiefs and subchiefs. Kamina glanced over the edge. There was no longer any laughter from the forest verge, but there was no question that their enemies were still there.
I wish we knew how many rancors they have. Just the 5?
At least 20, maybe 30.
Firin sounded unhappy, but she also sounded sure. Tassander gave her a curious look.
How do you know?
Their growls as they approached. Rancors do not speak, but they have a complex set of sounds, many of which I know. The growls they offered meant, watch me fight. And it was the tone used to command the attention of the pack. Not a single mate, not litter mates, not a hunting party. An entire pack.
Ben did some quick mental calculations. He estimated that there were perhaps 200 able-bodied combatants on the hilltop, perhaps another 50 too feeble, injured, or young to offer much strength. Against 30 rancors, even with witches, those were bad odds. Witches usually took more time than Jedi or Sith to bring force powers to bear. But clan members and Jedi weren't their only resources.
I'll get in touch with Yuliri by comlink. Hire her to bring out the Jade Shadow or Mom's Starfighter. We can give the surrounding forest a soaking the Night Sisters will ne-
He caught sight of Dion, who was shaking his head.
No?
Dion looked sour, even in the moonlight.
The Dathomiri are learning more and more from other worlds. I tried to upload my latest update a few minutes ago. It was a failure. Comm transmissions are being jammed. Probably they brought some more sophisticated comm equipment with the speeder bikes. Maybe an off-world comm expert as well.
Doubtless a woman.
Jola sounded surly. Tassander glared at him.
One more word that increases dissent in our ranks, Jola, and you get to go out and do some night scouting, straight down a rancor's gullet.
Jola fell silent. Tassander bent over, and with a rock, scratched a circle into the flat stone at his feet. He divided it into halves, then divided one half into 3 pieces. It was a crude pie chart.
We leave half our strength at this slope, since multiple rancors can come at us here simultaneously. Then 1/6 each set up at each of the other 3 approaches. Subchiefs, I want equal division of strength among the 3 smaller formations. Let's go.
The men stood. The women of the Raining Leaves did not. They looked at Kamina. She looked between them, surprised, and then her expression turned dark.
Until we say otherwise, Tassander speaks for me, and I speak for Tassander. Anyone who doubts me, anyone who questions that, anyone who hesitates to see what the other leader says, gets to set up a forward perimeter. Forward of Luke Skywalker.
The women rose in a hurry to join the men. Ben caught her eye.
Don't feel bad. Civilized politics are even worse.
How so?
Incompetents don't automatically get killed right away. Sometimes they even get re-elected.